Why did the Gentiles rage and the peoples devise futile things? The kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that your bondservants may speak your word with all confidence. While you extend your hand to heal and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. Let's continue on. Verse 32, and the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them. And with great power, the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was upon them all. For there was not a needy person among them, for all who were owners of land, of houses, would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sales and lay them at the apostles' feet, and they would be distributed to each as any had need. Let's just stop right there. I'll point out a few things. Again, we can't do justice to the context of these verses, but the fact that these people prayed and God did something on their behalf is what I wanted to point out. We do have a situation here where the early church is, God is moving on them and doing a special work. God can still do that, but sometimes he chooses to and sometimes he doesn't. And also, in the context of this verse, there was a man who got healed among this situation, and the people marveled at it. And so God can also do that. And we're claiming that if it be his will for pastor and his needs. But I wanted to just point out that the fact that God's people prayed, and let's notice some things that happened for them in general. A few thoughts about prayer again is some things that we've talked before. There's a difference between a person indwelt with the Holy Spirit and a person filled with the Holy Spirit. When we get saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us. But the sanctification of a believer is when we let go of areas of our life that might hinder God working and become an empty vessel so the Holy Spirit can come in to take this vessel of ours and use for his honor and glory. I like when I was younger, the preacher explained, and it always stuck with me. It's like you're body is a house, and when the Holy Spirit comes, he comes to live in your house, but he only has the freedom of the rooms that you let him have, so to speak. So if you invite him into your living room and say, oh, don't go into that little area there, you stay right in the living room. You're still denying the Holy Spirit freedom to move and work in your vessel. So there is a contrast between being indwelt and being filled. By the way, when you get saved, how much of the Holy Spirit do you get?
All of
Contrast is how much does the Holy Spirit get of you? And that's what we're all working on as we grow in Christ. Again, about prayer, before prayer, we can, in many cases, we can do little. But in a lot of cases, after prayer, we can do much. Again, saying a different way, much effort without prayer often results in failure. The same effort with prayer may result in great success. We're living in a busy age. We've talked about that several times on Wednesday night, and we're always in a hurry. Can we ask ourselves, does it help to take time to pray? And I think all of us, regardless of where we are in our Christian life, we definitely have and want to and have to say, yes, it does help to pray. So many great things can happen when God's people call on him. Just generalizing in a few words what the things can happen. Souls are saved, burdens are lifted, power comes, revivals start. Missionary ministries can gain momentum as we pray for them in their ministries. Churches make mighty strides when we pray. And that little phrase that we've all heard, prayer changes things, and prayer changes people. Isaiah 40:31 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles." At any time, Christians can mount up on those wings, in a sense, if we think of the wings of prayer. But many times we're so troubled with what we're facing, we get distracted and we don't really go to prayer when we should. This is what the people did in the passage that we read. They were troubled about lots of things. And they prayed to God and he answered their prayers. Verse 24 said, "They lifted up their voice to God with one accord. When they prayed, glorious things began to happen." So, taking that from the example of how God worked in their lives, it could be an encouragement to us. But here's five or six quick things that happened in that particular context. Number one, it says they were filled with the Holy Spirit. So they had a great task in front of them, and the Holy Spirit helped them with it. They needed courage and wisdom, and they got it, and they needed the power that they needed to do the work for God, and they got that. So, in comparison to what happened for them, are we a people, are we as Christians in supreme need too? Yes, we are. So we should pray to God who will supply according to his will. So the Holy Spirit filled them, but secondly, they found new courage because they had the Holy Spirit in their life to fill them. And who couldn't use a little more courage? We all need that too, right? They were told not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus, but they said, "We can't help but speak and teach of what we've seen." And they spoke the word of God with boldness. So we need that same kind of boldness in our lives. We need a courage to stand and on our convictions. Thirdly, not only did they were filled and they found new courage, they were with one heart and soul. It says they were with one accord. We need that in our churches today and our groups of believers. Many of our churches are torn with strife and envy and different situations, and could be a sign that they're not praying enough. Other people pray together and they can be brought closer together. That's what prayer does. So, really, another way of looking at it, our churches can be full of potential spiritual giants if we're praying enough and caring for each other enough. But Satan is happy when the church doesn't pray. He doesn't have to worry about his things as much if God's people are not praying. But when Christians pray for each other and are more likely to become of one mind in the Lord, then Satan is troubled and he can't do his work so freely. Not only did they have one heart and soul, they had a true sense of stewardship. Acts 4:32 says, "Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own." Now we know this was a particular special situation in which those Christians decided to do that. The Bible is not teaching that all Christians should live in a group camp together and share our things. We could do that if God so directed us to do that, but that's not what it's advocating. But in this situation, that's what those Christians did. There was definitely a need there. And then fifthly, people noticed them. the phrase that I put down was they became attractive Christians. Not saying that there are a lot of ugly Christians around, but I mean, the people noticed that there was a difference about them from all these things that they saw in their life. And another way of putting it was great grace was upon them. And that probably means they were happy, they were positive, they were cheerful, and they were optimistic Christians. A person who says, yeah, they were grace-filled Christian. People who have long faces all the time and are not conscious of being in front of others, and they can't see in our hearts, but if it's not showing and being displayed outside, it can also be discouraging to others who, when you say you're a Christian and you have no joy about your heart anymore. But there's lots of testimony and witness for that, but just reminders of grace in our lives. I read a little story and I put it in here. A little girl spent some time in the hospital when she first came to know Jesus as a little girl. And on her last day there, she said to a nurse that was always sour-faced, she wanted to tell her about Jesus. And she said, "I had a good time here. I'm going home, but I learned to love Jesus more. So I wanted to ask you if you know Jesus." And she said, "Oh yeah, I know Jesus. And, but we don't really talk about it very much here." And the little girl said, "You look so glum that I didn't think you knew him. I didn't think anybody could be glum if they knew Jesus." So the little girl had something to say. And you know, as a child, she wasn't saying it to hurt the lady. She was just being honest. So we know Jesus, and we are and can be attractive Christians, right? The last thing about what happened to these people, which is a good reminder of what God can do, is we read it in there and it said, the place was shaken. Think about that for a few minutes. The place was shaken. God shook the place because of this particular situation for them. Wouldn't it be great if, because of God's people, the places around us or the effectiveness of what we are, it would shake things up a little bit and people could notice a difference and be blessed by it? And I thank the Lord for this particular example of what they did. If we read other verses in there, it said they prayed through the night. How often have we prayed through the night for things? God heard their prayers, shook the jail with an earthquake, and released them to win the jailer to Christ. The place was shaken. So that's our thoughts for tonight. Six quick things. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. They found a new courage. They became a united people. They had a true sense of stewardship. They became attractive Christians, and the place was shaken.